Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Oh, kia ora, Penny. How are you?
Morena, how are you? I'm good. Snap.
Is that you in that intro?
Yeah, I just thought it would be pretty funny to sing that. And what's quite crazy is that every time it gets played, it makes me kind of dance and makes me smile. So I kind of think that's really good preparation to start talking.
Absolutely. You're boogieing and you're going like, that's not how the song usually goes.
It's just, I don't know, just being quite droll in the voice.
Yeah, I like it. All right, what would you like to talk about today?
I start with an always. I read an article in the weekend on The Guardian by Priya Elan called Super Freeing, Men's Skirts Emerge as Pandemic Fashion Trend. So I thought, you know, I was kind of like thinking about it, and I mean, men wearing skirts is not new. David Bowie wore a dress on the cover of The Man Who Sold the World. Mick Jagger wore a bishop sleeve tunic when he performed with the Rolling Stones in 1969 in Hyde Park. Harry Styles graced the cover of US Vogue in a dress or a skirt, and Kanye West wore a leather skirt recently. So I was thinking about, where did the skirt kind of thing come from? And it made me think about kilts, because another thing that happened recently is the Crowded House tours. Nick Seymour, the bassist, wore a Zambezi kilt.
Ah.
And interestingly, I mean, it looked amazing. And
yeah, of course.
But it was mentioned in nearly every single article about the band.
It's right.
Like the review, which is like quite interesting to me. And so I thought I'd have a look at kilts, because another thing is that, you know, I don't know if you guys remember the movie Braveheart, but he's wearing a kilt, and apparently that's not historically correct.
Oh, what?
Or the one he wore wasn't historically correct.
Right, maybe the pattern on it wasn't correct for the clan.
Yeah, it was like, because there's apparently 1,000 years ago, Scotsmen wore tunics and women actually, and the women wore ones right down to their, you know, to their ankles, and the men wore them to their knees, and then over the top they wore like a blanket or a cloak, and that kind of like evolved into a belted plaid, which is the Gaelic word for blanket, and it was one that went over the shoulder. And it was just like folds of cloth that were kind of belted at the waist. But they were, get this like freaked me out. Some of them were like 18 feet long.
What?
And 60 inches wide. Imagine wearing that amount of wool weight.
Like, that is high fashion.
Yeah,
I get that.
It would have been, I mean, obviously it's pretty cold, or it can get pretty cold in the Highlands.
Yeah, and they've got cold legs.
Yeah, but that much weight, especially because, you know, a lot of like mercenaries and military men were kind of wearing them, and that's really full on. So they were wearing these over these kind of ginormous shirts. And then that kind of evolved. That was kind of like the standard dress of the 17th century and the first half of the 18th century. And then it kind of like evolved into the filibeg or the little wrap, which became just the lower half. So originally it was kind of like over the shoulder, belted at the waist, all this cloth just kind of, I don't know, flapping in the wind, if you will.
But yeah, I can imagine really. It. It's beautiful. Yeah.
But so the bit over the shoulder kind of like was removed and became a separate piece of cloth, and people were just kind of wearing this little wrap, which was still kind of at least 4 yards, which is about 12 feet, and it's still kind of wrapped up, and that kind of like kept...
That's a tripping hazard.
It's crazy, hey? And that, people kept wearing those up until like the 1820s.
Wow.
Yeah, and then...
A beautiful image, I can just see it. On the Highlands, Scotland Highlands, blowing
in
the wind.
Just makes me want a really yummy blanket to wander around in. And then kind of the modern day kilt, which is like sewn down pleats, box pleats, started via the military in the 1790s. And so because it was pleated, if anyone knows sewing, or if you think about it, you actually need more fabric. So these kind of could become even longer, and so the military started wearing the sewn down ones, and they were sewn down for about 5 inches, and then, you know, the pleats came through, and then they started doing them into knife pleats, which is smaller pleats. And that was, yeah, so 1790s. Then it kind of went into civilian kind of fashion. And with the kind of invention of tartan, or bringing tartan into the mainstream, because they had to match the tartan, then the fabric ended up being, like, more yards, because they had to kind of, like, pleat it and match it. Yeah, so that's kind of, like, the brief history of the kilt. And
impractical, really.
Yeah. Well, it
but
kind
warm.
Of... Yeah, I guess it is quite warm, but I do think it looks really good.
Yeah.
Like, especially, I do like the one that Nick Seymour wore. It's, like, just a kind of black kilt. And, I mean, Nom D have done black, plain black kilts for quite a long time, and, of course, I'm always going to like black.
Yeah.
But I do like it when you see kilt pins and things like that. Like, the accessories in them always look really cool.
Yeah, I went to a high school where we had to wear... like ankle-length kilts.
Yep. Do you, so South Island?
Yes.
Yep. So do you love kilts, or do you think, oh, no, I've got to, I don't want to wear those because it reminds me of school uniform?
Oh, no, I really like them.
Yeah.
I really like them. But I don't know about down to the ankle.
Yeah.
Not good for cycling.
When I was at, no, that's not good at all. Oh, my God. That, like, were there accidents?
I'm sure there were, not that I heard of. I think I had a couple near accidents.
Cycle in kilts.
Yeah. When I was a teenager, I liked the little ones that were red that had the kilt pins, and sometimes they came attached to a pinafore. So you wore, like, there was a white pinafore, and then they were attached to the bottom, and then you'd just wear those, like, you know, if you're a little kind of baby bat goth, and you'd wander around in your big docks and your little kilt. Yep.
Like a mini kilt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hot.
They were really cool.
That's great. I was thinking, I couldn't remember his name, but are you familiar with, like, the Lenny Kravitz meme of him wearing the giant scarf?
No.
It's what it reminded me of. Yeah, and there's been all these edits done to make the scarf look even bigger and bigger. It's from a few years ago.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do think that it's really cool, and it would be really amazing to see men in skirts as a normality, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think it would be... I don't know, like I said off air before, you know, it was liberating for women to wear trousers, so it should be liberating for men to wear skirts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all just cloth.
It is.
It's all just cloth. Sometimes more practical.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, wonderful.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.